Good morning. This is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Young Israel Passaic Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights to the Daf series. Today's shiur is on Maseches Yevamos Daf Ches. It is being learned Le'ilu Nishmas, my father's Zichron Levracha, Rav Yosef Meir Ben Chaim Kaufman, as well as Erez's father, Avraham Shaul Ben Shulam Tzalma. And the topic of the shiur is Yibum, one and done. Now, the term one and done is a term that I actually borrowed from another venue, and that's college basketball. And the idea of one and done is what they usually talk about is when a player commits to university, they get a full-time scholarship, they play for 1 year, and then they run off to the NBA, the National Basketball Association, to go pro. So it means they come one time, they're there for 1 year, and then they're out. We're going to see how the mitzvah of Yibum is really a one-time thing. But depending on the situation where Yibum comes in, this one-time thing has different manifestations about the long-term effects on the relationship between the Yavam and the woman he marries. Let's begin by just bringing in a little summary of the Gemara and to see where we're headed. The Gemara in Daf Ches brought down the opinion of Rava, which pretty much reversed everything that we've been saying since Daf Gimel. We learned in Daf Gimel days that an Erev is Petura from doing Yibum from the Pasuk of Aleha. What does that mean? So we know that there are many Arayos. One of the Arayos, Eishes Ach, a wife's sister, has the following pasuk in the Torah. It says, "V'ishalach osalo sikach." A person may not take a woman as well as her sister in marriage. Litzror ligalos ervaseh aleha bechayeha. In order to marry and to have arayos with her or on her as long as she's alive. So you see this word aleha mentioned by the context of Eishes Achos. Achos ishto. Wife's sister. As well, the pasuk by Yibum says, Yavama Yavoi Leha, that her Yavam will come to her or on her. From here, the Gemara learned out that an Erva is not allowed to do Yibum for the fact that it says Aleha by Yibum and it says Aleha by Eishes Ach. And therefore, we see that you're not allowed to go ahead and do Yibum by an Erva. The Gemara was Medayik, that had it not been for the Slimud, an Erva would be permitted to Yibum. The Gemara looks for different makoros or sources telling us why this would be the case, including the concept of esse doke los esse. While this concept was rejected by Chayve Karis, the Gemara brought down several alternative havaminas in the beginning of Daf Chesem and Aleph, including hoel ishtri ishtri, once one isser is permitted, another isser is permitted, once we permitted the isser of Eishes Ach, we permitted the isser of Achos Ishto, that would be the havamina in this specific case brought down, by two brothers marrying two sisters, which we're not going to go into, as well as a hekesh brought down by Rabbeinu Yonah in another area regarding ha'ara, that's initial penetration, which is learned out by all the arayos. We wanted to say that would be the case by all the arayos, by Eishes Achiv, if a person is chayav by just doing this initial penetration by his brother's wife, would apply to all the arayos as well. So you would say the same thing then, a person should be allowed to do Yibum by a brother's wife. You should be allowed to do Yibum by other Arayos as well. And that's why we have the Pasuk of Aleha. These are two of the Limudim that are brought down on Daf Ches. The Gemara then brings on the opinion of Rava. And Rava says, and here's the quote of the Gemara on Daf Ches and Aleph. Rava Amar, Rava says, Erva lo tzriach akra. You do not need a Pasuk to disqualify one of the Arayos from Yibum. Why? The ain esed ochelos asay sheish bukaris. Period. However, ki itzurich kra. What do we need a pasuk for? The meser tzara, the pasuk of Aleha, asher the tzara, meaning that if my brother is married to a woman who is an erva for me, let's say a brother, Reuven's brother, is married to Reuven's daughter, as well as another woman, and then Reuven's brother dies. Just like Reuven is also forbidden to do Yibum on his daughter, he's also forbidden to do on the other wife as well. This is called a tzara, Yibum on tzara's erev. And Rava says that is what the pasuk of Aleha is teaching us. The whole purpose of Aleha is to forbid the tzara's erev from doing Yibum. But as far as the erev herself is concerned, The concept of lo asidach se vidachi lo se bechiv kakaris stands tall and invalidates the whole idea completely. The Gemara asks several questions on Rava from Psukim. One comes from Rebbe, who says the following: Tashemar Rebbe Omer vilakach ulekacha. When speaking about Yibam, the Torah doesn't just say the word vilakach and he will marry, but it says ulekacha, he will marry her. The pasuk doesn't say v'yibam and he will do Yibam. It says v'yibamah and he will do Yibam on her. And we say le'asar tsaros va'arayos. So this would come to include these two ribuyim, the two haze, the extra haze, would come to include that it's sarah. I'm sorry, it would come to forbid that it's sarah and araya, or a woman who's an erev, and do yibum. It says ulekacha v'yibama, her and her, as opposed to other people. So the Gemara says emer le'asar tsaros shel arayos. So the Gemara pushes that off and says that it's teaching us not just the din of tzara, but teaching us tzara, that if we go back to the aforementioned case where, let's say, Reuven's brother married a woman who was an erva, let's say Reuven's brother married Reuven's daughter, as well as another wife, so we know that they're not allowed to go ahead and, not only is Reuven's daughter not allowed to marry Reuven through Yibam, but either is the second wife, and should the second wife go and marry Reuven's second brother, Betoras Yibam. So now that Reuven's second brother is married to the second wife, Betoras Yibum, and that second brother has an additional wife, and then that second brother dies. So not only does Reuven not allowed to marry that original tzara, but he's not allowed to marry the other tzara as well from tzara's tzara, and that's what Rebbe learns this out from. The Gemara, then on Daf Ches, brings back the statement and further analyzes it independently. In the discussion, we ask, how does this pasuk imply tzaros? Right? It says v'lakach, v'lakacha, v'yibem, v'yibema. How does that imply tzara? So the Gemara explains tzara hachiksiv, hachikamar. Imkein, if this would be the case, lemakro v'lakach, ma'ilakacha. So we say kol hichay v'ikatrei lekuchin. So where are these psukim coming? Right, that's saying that what's it called? That what you need to have. Two lekuchim. In order for Yibam to work, you have to be able to marry both wives. The Ibai Nasavhai, that if he wants to marry the first one, he could. If he wants to marry the second one, he could. So that what the case would be, that would be Shari, then Yibam would be good. So in other words, let me read it again. I'm sorry, I mispronounced it. Here we go again. Okay, let me read it again. I'm sorry, my mistake. Here we go again. Hachikamer, this is what the Gemara says. This is what the Pasuk means. The Pasuk should have just said simply, you marry, or you take. What does it mean you take her? So we say the following. Whenever you're able to marry both women, that if he wants to marry this one, he could. If he wants to marry this one, he could. Shari, then give him his mutter. But if this isn't the case, and you can't marry either one, let's say one is usher because of an erva, so we say tarvayhu asirim. Both are usher. And what does v'yibma teach us? V'yibma teach us b'makom yibum hu dasira tzara, shlo b'makom yibum shari tzara. And the word v'yibma tells us that this tzara is only usher when there's a yibum involved. But let's say, for example, in the aforementioned case, Reuven's brother marries Reuven's daughter, another wife, and they have children. And then Reuven's brother dies, so then Reuven is more than able to marry his brother's other wife. Obviously, he's not going to marry the daughter, but he could definitely marry the tzar. The Gemara asks, what would the Chachamim who disagree with Rebbe on Daf Gimel learn from this pasuk of Elokach HaLekacha? And the Gemara explains, V'rabanan hayu lekacha mayavdile, what do they do with ulekacha? And they say, the Gemara says, Mibaya lehu, dech Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, so teach us the din of Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, da'amar Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, ulekacha. What does the pasuk tell us of ulekacha? And he marries her, and he takes her. Bilame, teaching us, shem begar shabeget umachazira. He divorced her with a get. He's able to divorce her with a get. Umachazira. And he's able to remarry her. Teaching us that even after the first bia, should he divorce her, he is allowed to take her back as a wife again, obviously as long as she doesn't marry somebody else, meaning that the Yibum kind of makes her a wife for everything. Immediately, Tosfos in Dibur Hamaskam Alamid comes and refers us to the Gemara Mamates, which tells us that there would have been a Havimina to say the following. As long as he's married to her, there's no problem with her being Eishas Ach, as the mitzvah of Yibum takes care of the Isser. But once he divorces her, we would have reverted back to the Isser. Therefore, the pasuk of Ulekacha teaches us Melamich Megarsha Beget Machazira. This leads to a strong Tema question from Tosfos. Tosfos asks the Tema, I'm going to ask you a wonder. Dimash Medulla Biashnia Lotzara Krolahatir. It's implied from the fact that we only need the pasuk to include the case of Gerishin, that there be no need to bring a pasuk to allow him to have Biashnia, continued relations over the course of the lifetime. And the question Tosfos wants to know, as he makes the deal, is that we're saying that it's only in this case of divorcing do we say that we need a special pasuk. Had he not divorced, we would say that there's no problem with him continuing to have relations with her, even though, as we're going to say, the initial mitzvah of Bia, of Yibum, is finished, because the mitzvah of Yibum is done with Bia Rishon, and that's it. And Tosfos says, V'amai. The mitzvah of the Rahman, the Rama Rahman Olei, of the Bia Rishona. The mitzvah of Yibum is accomplished through the Bia, the first Bia, and the first Bia only. There is no longer any mitzvah by Bia Shinia. And what's the proof? The proof comes from a Mishnah, which comes in the second parak. And what does it say in the second parak? So Tosfos quotes the Mishnah, the Habia Shinia lo dachi chayvi lavin. The second Bia is not going to push off a situation where there would be a lav involved. Kid Amar b'perek sheni, like it says in Yevamos later on, daf, in the second parak on daf chaf, and here's the case. Isser mitzvah, the Isser kedusha, choletzes v'lomis yabez. Anything which is an Isser mitzvah, which we're not going to get into right now, or an Isser kedusha that involves kedushas kahuna, we say in a situation like that, the woman does chalitza and doesn't do yibum. And what's the case? Isser kedusha, almana l'kohen gadol, ugrusha l'kohuv v'chalutza l'kohen hejit. These are examples of it. We say that, say, for example, Reuven is a Kohen. He marries Leah. The Gemara is going to say that she was an Arusa. They didn't get a chance to do Bia, but there still is a full fee of Yibam involved. Then Reuven dies, and she falls before Shimon, who happens to be the Kohen Gadol. The problem is, Kohen Gadol is not a marrying Amana. So on one hand, you have the mitzvah of Yibam, and on the other hand, you have the Isser Amana Grusha Lo Yikach. So how is that going to work? So the Mishnah says over there that what do we do? Really, she should be able to do Yibam. However, we are gozer Bia Rishona atu Bia Shnia. Meaning there is a mitzvah Yibam which is done by the first Bia. There is, however, no longer a mitzvah when the second Bia is done. Therefore, the Chacham made a Bikuzera and said that in such an instance, we just don't do Chalitza as opposed to doing one Bia and then having her divorce him. Toso says that it's... So why would this be the case? Nothing much. In answering the question that... So in answering the question that Toso brings up about why is our case different than the case of, than the case of Alman and Kohen Gadol, Tosfos explains it's not logical to say that when the Torah gives us the mitzvah of Yibum, that we'd only allow her to do one Bia and then divorce her. In fact, Rav David Pravarsky explains that the whole purpose of the mitzvah is L'Hakim Shem Achiv, to build up and to retain the name of his deceased brother. How could this possibly be done with just one Bia and a divorce? Obviously, he can stay married. Still, the question remains, how are the two cases, our Gemara and the case of Kohen Gadol, different? Why is it that in our Gemara, we allow the person to stay married, and it's not even a question, it's a svara that they can have Bia Rishona, Bia Shnia, even though there's no longer a mitzvah by Bia Shnia. And by a Kohen Gadol, we say Bia Rishona is mutter, Bia Shnia is aser, and because of that, we're going to be gozer, Bia Rishona on Bia Shnia, and make her do chalitza. We can explain based on an idea brought down in the name of Rav Soloveitchik in the Rishimos Rishin Urim by Rav Reichman. The Rav explains the following mechanism by which the Yibam works. It's based on a Rambam. The Rambam says, Hakonis Yivinto, somebody marries his Yavama, Vigirshani divorces her, Imratz Lahachzir Yachzir. Why? Beneshi Ishta Lacholdavar, she's considered to be his wife for every purpose, V'lo Nishar Aleha Shem Isser Mipnei Achiv Klal. And there's no longer any Isser from the fact that it was his brother's wife. Lomi Divrei Torah, the Lomi Divrei Sofrim. And the Rav goes on to say, Nirid L'Ritzono Lomar. It appears that the point of the Rambam is, that the Rambam wants to tell us, Shechalos HaYibum, that the effectiveness of Yibum, it's not just a permissible action over here, meaning it's not just saying that, okay, Yibum allows us to have this bia right here, ella dehavi chalos mafkia. It's Yibum. When we do Yibum, it not only brings a mitzvah, but it also brings a removal of the iser. Kim al yedei ha-yibum, that once we do Yibum, paka kol chalos shem eches achim meyavama. It totally removes the entire iser of achos isho. Eishes Achiv. I always get those two terms confused. It totally removes the Isser of Eishes Achiv. One might have had a Havamina that once she's divorced, there's no longer any heter to have be with her. Therefore comes the Pasuk and tells us that with the Yibum, the original Isser of Eishes Achiv was Mufka. He can remain married to her with no more problems. So when it comes to a regular, Yibum, Yibum is Mafkia the Eishes Ach. However, in the case of the Kohen Gadol, there's another factor regarding the Yibum, and that's the Isser of Almana LeKohen Gadol. In fact, the Tosos Yishonim explains, it's brought down to the bottom of Tosos on the footnote, that Yibum in the case of the second Mishnah by a Kohen Gadol is coming from a different source. As we know, Yibum generally involves circumventing or removing an Isser of Eishes Ach. When that, while that Isser is removed and becomes Mufka by the Yibum, the case of the Kohen Gadol, there's another Isser, and that is Almana LeKohen Gadol. This law impacts on the mitzvah as well. So while it's true, we will say Ese Docha Lo Sase, that's only going to punish off the Isser, but it's not going to remove it. So here, even though there is an Isser, so even though that the Yibum was Mafkia, the Isser of Eishes Ach, Yibum was not Mafkia, the Isser of Almana LeKohen Gadol. And since that Isser only exists, we can only remove that Isser via Ese Dochelosase. When is it Ese Dochelosase? By Bia Rishona. By Bia Shnia, since there's no longer a mitzvah, therefore, the Isser is no longer, therefore, we can't say Ese Dochelosase. And that Isser is always going to remain. Therefore, Chazal tell us, in this case, Dui Chalitza. Again, we can use this Isser of that Yibum is only Mafkia, the Isser of Eishes Ach, to understand the halachos that were brought from the start of the Masechta, namely Arayos and their Petur from Yibum. We know that in the Mishnah we mention all kinds of different cases that are Arayos, that Yibum is prohibited, and they come with it a Chi of Karis. Eishes Achiv also has with it a Chi of Karis as well. Why is that different? So the Meromei Sada, written by the Netziv, writes in the beginning of the Masechta, on the Dibra Maschel Tosos, Ad Hasof, on Daf Beis, writes that the Isser of Eishes Achiv is different, because that Isser could end. It could end either when the brother dies, or there can be a divorce. Other Arayos, once that Isser sets in, that Isser remains forever. And once that Isser remains forever, Yibum can't take it off. So let's summarize. We do know that the mitzvah of Yibum is a one and done. It's a one-time only thing. But here's what happens. The mitzvah of Yibum will take the Isser of Eishes Achiv and Mafkia it. It will totally remove it. But it will only remove that Isser. So if you have a woman with a pre-existing Isser, we call it a pre-existing condition, if it's a lav, like in the second parak, we're going to say that the lav will work on the first Isser. The mitzvah will take off the lav with the first bia, but it will not remove the second one, which is why we would have to say, do chalitza. And in the case of the arayos at the beginning of the Masechta, where we are dealing with Isser Kares, the Aseh is never docha the Isser Kares, and that's why you're not allowed to do it in the first place. Kol Tov, have a wonderful week.